are public displays of affection like this acceptable? Why do they make you feel uncomfortable? If it's two women or two men kissing, and it wouldn't make you uncomfortable if it was a man and a woman kissing, does that make you a homophobe? Rosemary is in Richmond. Hello, Rosemary.
Hiya.
Hello.
Yes, well, I think firstly, possibly, I feel that the incidents on the bus possibly might be a bit more than just a peck on the cheek. But then, you know, who's to say?
Well, I mean, let's take them at their words. They've got no reason to not tell the truth.
But if I was on the bus and there was two gay guys kissing, no, I would hate it. And now I'm not homophobic. I've got nothing against anyone who's gay. But if I was on a bus and two were kissing, I would. Well, in fact, I'd say something. I'd say something probably like the bus driver. I'd say, look, excuse me. And I don't know why. I couldn't tell you.
And if it was a man and a woman?
I wouldn't be as offended.
But you say you're not homophobic?
No. No, I'm not. And
you see, I think people listening to you might come to a different conclusion.
But then the guy who was talking earlier, when he was saying, oh, you know, he's been bullied or the way he's, you know, he is and how he's walked or whatever, I think some gay guys are very flamboyant and they act up and they try and shock some people. And
so, something that straight people never do, obviously.
Yeah. Well, maybe some straight people do, but I think you do get some sort of gay guys who absolutely sort of play the part and they try and shock some people and sometimes it may go against them. And
Just be quiet and sort of sit there and not be themselves.
No, but I don't. I think it's just, you know, they are what they are. You don't have to try and shock anyone. I just think, you know. So what? Society accepts it. I accept it. It's all part of society. But I don't think you should go around and actually put...
Basically, that all gay people should sort of keep in gay clubs or bars and not show any sign of affection outside those kind of areas?
No, but I think it should be within reason. I think it shouldn't be in your
face. What's within reason? I mean, if it's true that these guys, it was just a quick peck on the lips, why would that offend anybody?
Well, it might be if I was sitting on the bus and I had my young son with me, that would affect. I don't know why.
Why? I can't catch it.
No, but maybe I am homophobic because, like, I don't know. I don't even like if we're watching, say, EastEnders and something, and then the two guys.
What about holding hands?
That's fine, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Even if your young son's on the bus and they're holding hands, that you'd be okay with that.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But when it's in your face, I don't like it.
No, I wouldn't like it in my face either. But
no, but when it's like if someone was sitting next to me or opposite me, I would find that offensive, and I wouldn't class myself as a homophobic person.
Right.
But you kind of just admitted
that you were, but.
Well, no, I don't think I am. I know gay people, and I'm actually fine with them, be friendly with them, and everything. I've got no problem with that, but I would have a problem with them kissing in front of me on the bus, and I would have a major problem if I was sitting there with my son.
Okay, Rosemary, thank you very much indeed. I think.